I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. This day in labor history, the year was 1834. That was the day that one of the earliest labor newspapers in the country published its first edition in New York City. The Man was a paper aimed at trade unionists. It sold for only a penny. The masthead of the paper was unique. Images of a plowshare, sickle, rake, an axe, a hatchet, a saw, a hammer, an auger, a square, and other tools were combined to spell out the letters THEMAN. The newspaper was short-lived, however. It folded in 1835. But The Man was just one example of a growing number of working-class newspapers. The concerns and opinions of working people were often neglected by the mainstream press. In 1828, the Mechanics Free Press was founded in Philadelphia. The paper declared that the working class are the blood, bone, and sinew of the nation. Its circulation grew to 2,000, but it closed 3 years after it began publishing. 50 labor papers started in the 1820s and early 1830s. Most were printed in industrialized northeastern cities. Perhaps the most well-known paper of the time was the Working Class Advocate from New York City. The paper published working people's news for 2 decades. The years between 1880 and 1940 are considered the golden age of working class journalism in the United States. Thousands of union and radical papers operated during this era. Many of these papers were published in the workers' native languages as immigrants were a growing part of the American workforce. Many unions published their own newspapers or journals. These papers were a vital part of organizing the labor movement, especially in an era before television and the internet. Today, the labor press continues to be a powerful voice for working people.